margin. They also have scored the league-high 117 points off of those turnovers. They're second in the league in rushing. They rush the ball over 50% of the time, which makes them the only team in the league that does that. They're 25th in passing. They're first in scoring at 31-6. They're fourth in the green zone TD areas, and they're led by Cam Newton and Greg Olsen, Jonathan Stewart, Trey Turner, etc. They're third overall on defense, fourth versus the run, fifth versus the pass, third most sacks in the league at 40, eighth on third down, ninth in the red zone, and they are led by Thomas Davis and Luke Kuechly, Kawan Short at defensive tackle, and Josh Norman on the outside. They're 13th in punt return at 9.3 with Ted Ginn, 14th allowing 8.0 in punt opponent punt returns. Brad Nortman is their strong-legged right-footed punter with a net of 39.9, and Graham Gano, 62.8 touchbacks, 26 for 31 on field goals. So they're a very good football team. They're a very well-rounded football team. They're balanced. They're a very strong defensive team. They run the football. They're ranked highly in time of possession. In Cam Newton, they have a young man that runs the ball, who runs the zone read, but also a number of plays are designed, whether it be a lead, a quarterback draw, a quarterback counter. They run the ball very, very well. Newton has 7 touchdowns rushing himself. They're very good at play action, and Cam is very good, if he doesn't like what it looks like, of moving in the pocket or moving outside the pocket, gaining more time to be able to throw the ball down the field. They have a quick strike capability. Ted Ginn starts as a wide receiver and has exceptional speed, even now as at the 9th year that he's been in the National Football League. As I said, their defensive team, if you really study games in which they have gotten turnovers, they've given their offensive team huge advantage, the Dallas game obviously being one of those to be able to look at. So it's an exciting time for us. We are in the hunt here in the NFC East. This is a very, very good football team, an undefeated football team, and we are excited to host them this weekend.
Tom, they appear to be a very physical team up front. Can you talk about that challenge of challenging your guys to meet them?
Well, they are physical up front. You can attest to that by the numbers, not only from the run standpoint, but also from the 40 sacks and the way in which they've played the run. So they are physical. They have a good front 7, if you will. Secondary very much involved in that. And their offensive line has responded very, very well to their style of game, including the tight end. And Jonathan Stewart, they have a guy with a lot of carries. He ranked very highly in rushing yardage and carries. So it's a good, a very good team and a good test, no doubt.
Cam Newton, like any other quarterback you face this year, is his skill set and what they do with him just so different from kind of what you face on a regular basis?
On a regular basis, yes. But, you know, we saw the option the other night, the zone read the other night. Did not defend that particularly well. But it is something that we will see. And then an extension of that is the, you know, the various other runs which Cam Newton, which are designed runs, which he carries the ball.
Tom, can you clean up the missed tackles?
We need to. Yeah, that was an obvious the other night, and we need to do a better job of that. And, you know, if you look at this particular team on the defensive side of the ball, they do an excellent job of swarming to the ball carrier and gang tackling, open field tackling, et cetera.
How can you improve tackling, I guess, this late in the season?
You can improve anything if you make it an emphasis and continue to talk about the fundamentals and the basics that are involved in it. You know, be in the right position, have leverage by virtue of the other people who are coming toward the ball carrier so that he doesn't have all the maneuverability. Sometimes it's important just to make sure that the ball gets turned back inside and you can then assure some type of a physical tackle. But you can improve anything, no matter one, as long as you make it very important to you, and you drill accordingly.
You, you've been on this side of it a few times, going against an undefeated team late in the season. You expect to see the Panthers going all out?
Oh, I do. No, I don't. I wouldn't even, you know, I don't know what questions they're being asked down there. I can only imagine they are in the playoffs, but still I think they'll play. Obviously, they have something to secure.
What is it about Josh Norman that has made him such a difficult guy for those number one?
He's having an outstanding year, as is their secondary, because of the pressure exerted up front, to be honest with you. But he's a very, very good cover guy. He's a technician. He gets himself in the right spot at the right time. He does play the ball in the air well. He's quick. His hands, he's physical. He'll time it up to be there as the ball arrives, either knock it out or, you know, position himself to make contact from behind and to ensure that the ball is not completed. So he's having an outstanding year, matched up against the opponent's best receiver the majority of the time, at least until he goes into the slot.
He doesn't go in the slot at all, like from what you've seen?
He hasn't, but that doesn't mean he can't.
Do you know about Cooper Talon and Cam's ability to kind of fake the handoff and go back and maybe try to bait you that way?
Do I know about it?
Talk about Cooper Taylor and what he's going to have to go against.
Well, I mean, everybody has to go. We saw the flea flicker again the other night. So you do have to, you know, there are multiple keys involved anytime the ball is going to be thrown, and you have to be very good fundamentally at recognizing that, or at least hanging back there until you see exactly what's coming.
Tom, you played three of the five. Josh Norman versus Odell?
Sure.
And what do you think your chances
are? Well, I mean, that's another one of those questions. We'll see what happens, but certainly I would think that would be the matchup, and so you're going to have a very, very good defender against a very, very good receiver.
Is moving him to the slot full-time something you'd contemplate since you said
no.
Norman doesn't go there?
No. We'll continue to move him around in multiple spots.
As Paul said, your teams have, late in the year, faced quite a few undefeated teams and played well. Is there something about your preparation that's different? I mean, why do you think that is?
Well, I don't think there's anything about our preparation that's different. It's obviously the excitement about being involved in a game against a team of this ability and the natural competitive instincts that I would hope everyone at this level has in terms of playing against someone such as this and putting your best foot forward.
Is the word undefeated used more than if the team were 12-1 this week? I mean, you know, is that actually a point of emphasis that you're seeing an undefeated team?
I'm not sure what you mean, but I would say this afternoon I'm going to introduce this team to our team, and I will tell them they're undefeated, and they're very, very aware of it, obviously. But that carries with it a significance as well.
Does Flowers or Kennard have a chance this week?
Kennard, no. Flowers, we hope. It is a short week.
Tom, you've obviously seen some great tight ends through the years. Witten comes to mind in terms of the battles you've had. How would you compare Olsen?
He's having a heck of a year. Greg Olsen is having a heck of a year. He is the guy that Cam will relate to. He's their number one target. He's run after the catch ability in the red zone, all of the above. He seems to be making the big play at the right time for them. He has 18 receptions over 20 yards, which is a lot of receptions for a tight end.
Their record aside, is this the best team you're facing this year?
This is a very, very good football team.
I know Cooper Taylor, you were rotating safety, as you said, but he ended up playing three of the five drives in the second half. Was that a merit-based thing for him?
You keep saying merit-based. We're going to play three safeties. He's going to get his opportunity to play. You know, you have guys that are involved in special teams as well. When it comes time for them to have a blow, they get a blow. And if it's working out, they may take an extra drive. But they're all three going to play.
Has he impressed you? I mean, you cut him a couple of weeks ago.
He's made two tackles on special teams. He was down at the line of scrimmage, made a nice tackle on a go screen the other day. So he's improving.
Tom, Eli, player of the week again. He was vocal last week, apparently. He obviously lifted the team Monday night. Do you expect to see that kind of Eli now again this week, perhaps a little more vocal?
Well, I don't know about the vocal. I think he's – there are certain times during the week when he does speak with the gathered group, but it's they come at basically the same time, whether it be a, you know, a Friday afternoon or a Saturday morning or whatever it might be. But the way in which he prepared, and again, we'll approach this somewhat the same way. We really don't know much about the Panthers. We didn't know much about the team we played last week. So it's going to take extra time and extra study. He did a very, very good job of that last week. I think he practiced very, very well. And, yes, I do expect him to do the same.
In watching back, did you look at anything Odell did and say, wow?
And say what?
Wow.
I said, wow, when he was running down the field the other day.
How about the drag?
I thought it was up to my, because of my jumping jacks that he was doing that.
The dragging of the foot, pretty cool.
That was outstanding, yeah.
Thank
okay, thank you.